This is a bit advanced, okay, just as a disclaimer.
Voiceover off.
This is also covered in the composition thing.
Voiceover on.
But you're working through the Reaper class right now, so this is a little much. But I will run over this because I can and because it might help.
Whatever.
Okay, we're going to use Dream On by Aerosmith, which is not Randy Travis. I think it'd be fascinating if he covers this song. However, he probably won't. That having been said, Johnny Cash did an astounding amount of alternative stuff. That, however, is beside the point. All right. Now, what I have done is I have selected a measure of this song. And with my project time base set to time, which you can check with the project settings dialog located under Alt Enter.
Project settings tab focus.
In the project settings tab under that, you go to project time base and you make sure that it's time. What that does is it lets you adjust your metronome, your project tempo, in other words, independently of your material in the project. When you have it set to beats, position, length, rate, that synchronizes your metronome to the material, or the material to the metronome, with the assumption, of course, that it's on beat in the first place. So you use time to line it up and so on. Now, the next thing I did, having selected a full measure of the song, I pressed Control Alt Shift C.
Short.
Keyboard help tells us
set project tempo from time selection, new time signature.
That is set project short tempo from time selection, new time project thingy signature. You heard it. All right. So that yields, because I cut into the middle of the song just for brevity's sake. Yeah, that broke. Which is the idea in this case. Now, this is fine. That's cool, sort of. But what I want to do is I want to press Control Shift 4. That sets my grid to quarter notes. And I want to go to the top of each measure, including the start measure.
Set selection end.
And I know it says set selection end when I hit Alt Shift I. That's Alt Shift I.
Short.
Keyboard help tells us that is a custom action Gianluca and I created ages ago that does.
Custom. Add stretch marker to cursor and snap to grid.
Short. Add stretch marker to cursor and snap to grid. I'm putting a stretch marker at the start of this because I want to only change the rate of certain aspects of this thing. So the start's fine.
R2.
That's fine.
Set select R3.
That's fine.
Set select R4.
That's fine.
Set select
R5. And that's okay too.
Set select.
So the top of each measure's fine, but a couple of the snare R2 hits are off just a touch. So I'm going to press tab. There we go. I'm just pressing space multiple times. Tab and shift tab move you between transients. So we're right in the middle of that snare drum, so I can hit Alt Shift I.
Set select.
Let's find the next snare. There it is. Alt Shift I. There's a snare. Alt Shift I. Because remember, we got quarter notes set in our grid division, so we're moving these to quarters. And that kick is off. It's no longer off. That kick is off as well. Well, it was. That snare's off a bit. And you can be as specific with this as you want. I'm being particularly picky just to prove that. It can be done. Now, that was the first four measures sorted out. I'm going to press Control-Shift-1 to set to whole note. And I'm going to go into Control-F12, which is my OSR preferences. I'm going to uncheck the thing that tells me where I am when I'm scrubbing, because I want to hear when that... I want to be right on that bass note when that comes in, which I am. And that is where I want to press. Having pressed Control-Shift-1, I want to press Alt-Shift-I, because Control-Shift-1 sets the grid division to whole notes. I want to move to beat 1 right now. That's not even anywhere close to beat 1, but I want to move that to beat 1 of the nearest measure.
F selection M.
And I want to do the same thing to that. Now, the tempo has slowed down completely, and so there are some other things you can do to define a new tempo mid-project. And then you would put in your stretch markers relative to that new tempo. And then you can do some other things to then obliterate all of your tempo changes to make the stretch markers snap into place such that you then have one common tempo. But that is way beyond the scope of this message. Like, whoa, dude. But... yeah, it's a lot better than it was. Now, to get a drum loop, let's say I wanted to take... let's just find a song with a drum loop in it, which will be in the next message. And let's say we want to isolate that and put the drum loop to that part where there's no drum.
Descend. Voice over off.
Now,
voice over on. Watch out. Two. Back button.
Using the methods described before... I have taken Lullaby by Sean Mullins. Totally different genre. But, though very dirty and grungy and broken, it has the loop in it that goes... Well. Now, that is at 81 point some odd BPM. And we come over here to Dream On... and we see that that's at 79.0 and some change. Now, there won't be that much time compression and expansion that will need to be done to make that work.
Time signature F slash edit select time base for items slash envelope slash markers combo maps time collapse.
However,
beats position length rate unsafe.
It's very important that both of those be set.
Track 20.
Let's make another
one shot
item
one
here, or another track. Control tab is good for you. And paste. And so on.
R6.
You can paste that a couple more times if we're so inclined.
One item added. One item added. All right. One item added.
That ought to do it.
One minus 9.3.
And...
V. Blank.
R5. And turn the metronome off. Right. And there you go. Strange and weird, but it worked. Hope that helped. I really do.
Voice message button.
That'll be done in the next
voice message. 7:39 voice message button. Double tap and hold to record. Release to send.